come the Hawks, the Lightning.
And we are broadcasting live here at the United Center, home of our beloved Blackhawks. It is the home opener, and we'll be taking you up to game time and beyond here on WGN Radio, so stay tuned. We also have Chris Bowden out on the red carpet. The players are about to walk the red carpet in just about half an hour or so, so we'll be checking in with him, see what's going on out there. But right now, we have a special guest here on the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Joe Myra is his name, Senior Vice President of Administration Operations at the United Center. That's a big title. You have a lot to keep track of. And we just went out there and saw this ginormous scoreboard. It is an incredible thing to behold. Anyone who thought the last one was great, just take a look at this one. It's going to make a difference for the fan experience.
Well, look, we're really excited about it, and thanks for having us on today. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been here, I encourage folks to come check it out. It's basically four times the size of our old board. It's one of the largest boards in NHL and NBA. We've got the most screen square footage out of all arenas. It's 4mm high def. You can literally see and feel like you're going to reach out there and touch the players from any seat in the house. We've added a bunch of entertainment elements as well, lighting, cryo. So throughout the year, we'll kind of see that experience. And it's a fully immersive experience. Also add that we added a new audio system. So if that's not enough, we've got
if that wasn't fully loud enough, you've got even more.
So wait for tonight. It's going to be rocking tonight. And if you're not impressed with the scoreboard, the sound, it's going to be a fully
the national anthem
experience.
I mean, it already gives me chills every single game. But tonight, it's going to be something special with that new audio system. I can't wait.
I love the structure of the board, too, Joe. You know, it's very kind of modular, it seems like, and you can maybe talk about some of the panels in there, but it also just feels very kind of modern in its construction and how it looks. You know, it's not like this typical just like four-sided box.
Oh, no.
You know, it looks pretty cool and hip.
Even video screens underneath in case you're kind of sitting low.
Yeah, we got very creative with it. And we also want to honor kind of the geometry of the building. It just feels like it's organic. It was supposed to be there. It's seven different screens, varying sizes. The dimensions you're talking about, it provides a depth, and it feels pretty light even for a massive structure. The underscreen boards, if you're sitting in rows, you know, 1 through 12-ish, you'll see a 10-foot board there dedicated for your viewing, full video, audio, stats. We want to make sure every seat in the house had the same information if you're attending the game, and I think we accomplished that.
I think even some of the players had asked to make sure they can see. They wanted to get comfortable with the scoreboard because they look at it and they use it during the game as well.
Well, look, we've had our ears open, and we're working with the players and the coaches. I mean, I'll share a small story. Corey Crawford came over and said, hey, can I see this stat just over in this side just a little bit? And we're able to adjust that.
Cool.
You know, it pays to have 8,500 square feet of LED to make changes like that. And we've got a very talented staff. So
there's a drop down feature too that brings some of, is it a screen 22 feet above the ice? That is super low. I mean, that's going to feel right there in front of the fans, like interactive.
Yeah, we have a dynamic capability. We're working in how we're going to use that from an entertainment standpoint. There's about 15 different combinations we can use for events like Blackhawk games, but other events as well. So we're very excited about it. It's kind of the new age of what boards are going to. It looks traditional, but we've got plenty
of. Yeah, I was going to ask about the process for that, right? Because, you know, nowadays, like you said, there's this new, I guess, push to kind of make everything look super cool and super, you know, modern everything. But, like, what was that process like going through to kind of find out who you guys wanted to build the board, which I think you said it was Mitsubishi?
Yeah, it's a Mitsubishi board. It's a 4mm, so it's fully 4K capable. Did I do something right?
No, that's when we make the plugs.
You
we have to make sure.
Yeah.
You didn't make anything.
No, we worked with each team, the Bulls and the Blackhawks, and we kind of got all of our creative folks together in one room and said, what do you guys need? What are you looking for? If you had, you know, your druthers, what would it be? And we took all that information, worked with designers. Mitsubishi was obviously a major partner for us in that process, and we came up with this amazing board. We got it done. We got it in. There's a lot of moving parts, and we're very excited about it.
It's just so cool. I mean, really, really cool. We want to make sure we get to some other things because there's a lot new at the United Center. Coming up, Chef Mike is going to talk to us about all the new food offerings because every year you're up in the game here at the United Center, and it's already, like, incredible. But there are tours now, and that's something you really haven't had, behind-the-scenes kind of tours that people can sign up for to see all the really cool things that is the United Center. 25 years, right, celebrating?
Absolutely. So part of our 25th anniversary, and does anybody feel old now?
I'm sorry to
damper the mood, but in celebration of our 25 years, our ownership, we're celebrating throughout the year. One of the things we're launching here later this month is our tour program. We're going to be going to areas, you know, behind the scenes that you wouldn't be able to see or have access to with a ticket. And we can go to our website with all the details, unitedcenter.com.
Give us an example of some of the things you can see, because I know being a member of the media, and Lauren, you've experienced this too, there are some really cool areas we get to go in and experience, and you see what makes this place tick, because it's not just the concourse, it's not just the ice. There are hidden little areas back there. There's obviously player locker rooms.
Yeah, there's a whole other world down there. It's where all of our employees go. You'll see behind the scenes kind of some locker room areas where the organ is, you know, all those things that you kind of hear and see, but you don't know how they work. We'll show that to you and hopefully have access to areas on specific dates.
How much is that going to cost? Do you know yet about roughly?
I'm going to ask you to go to the website because I want to make sure you go to the website.
Yeah, I want to make sure we get it right. So website again.
UnitedCenter.com. UnitedCenter.com.
Okay, and it was the decision to bring it back was the 25th anniversary?
I think it was a number of things. We thought it was a nice launch point. It celebrates our history, celebrates what we've done to the building, and our owners have invested in the building over those 25 years. You know, we want to continue to upgrade the fan experience and elevate the experience for everybody, and I think we just want to show that off.
Yeah,
this place is iconic. I think it's great to see parts of it that you typically wouldn't see. I mean, it just makes you realize how special it is.
Even I've been here so many times, I lost count years ago, and yet I'll still every so often come across something that I haven't seen or an area I haven't been to. I'm like, well, how did I not know this was here? It's great. And then you have a new spot to go to.
Yeah, it's going to be cool stuff to see this season. What anything else we should know, Joe, before we let you go? Anything new to expect here at the United Center?
Yeah, one thing I want to just a selfish plug here is we're creating a Silver Suite project as part of our 25th anniversary. So we're going to reach out to a local community. We've been here for 25 years. We're part of this community. We'll be hosting 25 different events for groups. They can apply for this process. We're going to give away tickets to Bulls games, Blackhawks games, or United Center events, and reach out to groups and nonprofit groups that haven't had the opportunity to set foot in the United Center. And we hope that you check out our website. We're also doing some surprise giveaways as part of that 25th anniversary.
Ooh, I like that.
So if you want to look at trying to get tickets, again, go to the website, unitedcenter.com. It has all that information. It tells a little bit about the history, about our owners. It's a really cool video, very nostalgic, but also talk about what we're doing nowadays to get us excited about this season.
One of the many great things about the Blackhawks as an organization is that the fan experience is already so incredible, and you really are so gracious to your fans and make everyone feel welcome. But you're constantly upping the game every year. It's like every season we come back here for home opener, and you've got all these new things to unveil. It's really exciting. Thank you, Joe, for what you're doing. We really appreciate it. Joe Myra, Senior VP of Administration Operations at the United Center. Appreciate it.
Thank you.